Welcome to Playback. I'm Paul Gough. Great to have your company heard right around Australia, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. And today's mystery themesters, well, it's not too much of a mystery because they're a great trio from Melbourne called Cookin' on Three Burners, one of the grooviest Hammond ensembles in the country, featuring Lance Ferguson on guitar. You'll know him through the Bamboos. Ivan Kachoyan on drums and Jake Mason on organ. And of course, the instrumental track I'm playing for you, the opening from their album Blind Bet, is called Skeletor. But on that album, they were joined by some fantastic vocalists, everyone from Tex Perkins to Harry Angus from Cat Empire and Kylie Aldist. And since then, they've had a single out and I think a remix album as well. But certainly, if you ever have the opportunity to catch Cookin' on Three Burners in action, they will certainly funk things up for you. They're fantastic. Coming up on this edition of Playback, it's an all-music one. We've had a few interviews, and they're a lot of fun too, but sometimes it's nice just to share with you great new music. And we'll hear the sounds of Glenn Scuthorpe, who is a great Indigenous artist from South Australia, now living in Melbourne, I think. We'll also hear the debut for Corey Theatre, also from South Australia, and he has a great new album, and his music is all about reviving lost language. He's of the Gunjimara. And we'll also hear from New Zealand's Phaser Days, some wonderful fuzzy pop. Let's start, though, with a group who have released a new album this year called Grow Yourself Up. I speak of Sasquatch, a very popular and fantastic live band talking about all things funky and exciting. They've twisted their sound slightly. It's the first time that the band are in the producer's chair, and I really love this tune. I hope you do as well. This is called Then There's You.
Kisses, near misses with you. I try
is a very talented young woman who was classically trained in saxophone, piano. She sang in choirs and has now turned her hands to making very interesting electronic compositions. Her name is Rainbow Chan, and I shared with you the track Nest. And the thing I like about that song, so many songs that sing of love lost have a very melancholic edge to it. Rainbow's track is certainly acknowledging a long lost love, but in a really positive light, and an interesting twist, I guess, on that particular concept in songwriting. We started out with Sasquatch prior to that from their brand new album, and it's a corker, I've got to tell you. Then There's You. And if you haven't heard it, check it out. This is Playback, where you can check out lots of great Australian and New Zealand music heard each week across Australia on the Community Radio Network and brought to you by APRA AMCOS. And if you'd like to get in touch and say hi, please do. You can send me an email, pp@pimpod.com. That's P-I-M-P-O-D, pp@pimpod.com. Now, this next track isn't new, but this program is about celebrating great Australian music, new and old. It's not that old, but I tell you what, it's a song that I have songs that I sort of keep going back to regularly, and this is one of them. And it was brought to my attention by one of Australia's great songwriters in Peter Milton Walsh of The Apartments. Amaya Lawserica was, I think, involved with The Apartments, singing on a couple of tunes, and she also toured with them at some stage. And this song from her album that came out a couple of years ago now, I just have, as I said, played over and over and over. It's a really great piece of music. I hope you'll enjoy it as well. This is Amaya Lawserica and Found Some Secret. tune to playback heard right around the country. Sometimes the album artwork of a release sells exactly what is inside. It's a bit like a can of corn. When you open it up, you expect corn to be inside, don't you? Well, in the case of Phaser Days, there is a shot that is obscured slightly by sunlight filtering across. It has a warm and fuzzy feel, and that's exactly the kind of music that lives within the release from Phaser Days, aka Amelia Murray from Auckland. Her album Morningside has been one I've really enjoyed this year, and I played for you the track Take It Slow. And we started out with Melbourne's Amaya Lawserica, originally from South Australia, grew up in the bush, moved to Sydney, and then finally, like so many musicians, moved to Melbourne to ply her trade. And as I said, if you haven't heard her music before, go and check her album out. It's an absolute beauty. This is Playback, heard right around the country, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. Now, this next group have a very interesting name. They call themselves Pregnancy. And often I wonder when, I guess when you go looking on Google or anywhere online, you definitely have to tag the word band or they're from Melbourne along with the word pregnancy. Otherwise, you're going to find everything except their music relating to pregnancy. They've an album that came out this year called Urgency, but the single just earlier than that is one that I've absolutely loved. And it has a really classic Aussie 80s drum feel to it. See what you reckon. It sort of reminds me a little bit of the Power and the Passion drum sound, but it doesn't sound anything like Midnight Oil. This is Pregnancy and First Kiss. recently got to see this five-piece from Melbourne at a little festival I went to in the West. I've mentioned it a couple of times and you'll hear me mention it again because it was a great festival, Wave Rock Weekender. It's the music of Rolling Blackouts Coastal Fever, and originally just called Rolling Blackouts. They had to add something to their name because there was already a band called that, and rather than changing the whole caboose, they added Coastal Fever to it. Of course, that can be slightly cumbersome, so on some occasions they're just called Rolling Blackout CF. And they had an EP that came out this year, French Press. They've been making music for quite a while, released a couple of really fantastic little EPs, and then all of a sudden they got signed to Sub Pop, one of the bigger indie and highly credible labels from the US. And we just heard a track from their last EP called French Press, Fountain of Good Fortune. One of the things that's very striking about this band is, firstly, when they play live, they have a beefier sound because you've got three young men up front all playing guitars. And each of those chaps are songwriters within Rolling Blackout, so they've got a very strong songwriting unit. But Joe White, who wrote that particular track, we'll hear in just a moment in his other band on guitar, but certainly a group you should check out, Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever. We started out with the sounds of Pregnancy and their track First Kiss, and they have a connection to another Melbourne band. So many groups have share members. They have a connection to the group Ocean Party, who in turn have a new release out, which we'll have to share with you soon here on Playback. And that's the program you're listening to right around the country, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. Now, Joe White of Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever is also a member of the wonderful Cash, Savage and The Last Drinks. There's a beautiful juxtaposition between a light touch and something that's quite feisty in the music of Cash, Savage. And if you've ever seen her play live, you'll know what I mean. Just a real dynamic roller coaster ride of a concert. Let's start with the opening track from this wonderful album. This is Falling Landing.
I hear the plane. I think we're landing. Welcome back. We're glad that you're here. All the miles and all the candy. Welcome back. We're glad that you're here. Then it was morning, and your heart.
shiver down wind, past the bars and the holes. Stand in the doorway, calling out somebody's name, and it echoes down to a street light where in silence it came. But if you want to run, yeah, down through the darkness and down past the shadows and the doubts that would lay in your mind, there was a time, my baby, you did let me in. And if we had that time over, would it change anything? You're lost, saw the boat dancing out on the wild ocean. It was swaying side by side to the mad winds that were blowing. There was a sea always wanted to sail. Now you're stranded down on the landing, waiting on the rain. But if you want to run, yeah, down through the darkness and down past the shadows and the doubts that would lay in your mind, there was a time, my baby, have that time over, we'll be changing it.
Talented musician from South Australia. His name is Glenn Scuthorpe, and he's released his fifth album, See My World, this year, and we played you the track Boat on the Wild Ocean, recorded again with a producer he's worked with in the past, Steve Francis. It's, I think, a really great collection of songs, a man who's really connected to country, and that comes through in his songwriting. And he's up for an award at the SAMS, that's the South Australian Music Awards, for Best Aboriginal or Torres Strait Island Artist. We wish him all the best. In fact, our next musician is also up for the same award, but that was Glenn Scuthorpe, Boat on the Wild Ocean. And what did we have before that? I have to dig around through the papers there. We heard from Cash Savage and The Last Drinks and the track Falling Landing. This is Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. If you'd like to get in touch, pp@pimpod.com. And if you'd like the full details of the tracks I played for you and links to the artists, why don't you head to the website playback.apraamcos.com.au and you can find out all those details. Well, this next young man has a new album out. I played his single on my old program last year. I was immediately drawn to it, and he was fortunate enough to have joining him, what a great honour, on his debut single, the voice of Archie Roach. I speak of Corey Theatre, and it says on his bio, rejuvenating lost language through music. He does indeed do that. At times he sings in English and also in his Gundjimara language. And it's a beautiful collection of songs, well produced, recorded at Audrey Studios. And he worked with Steve Hadley, who's worked with Paul Kelly and Kate Sobrano. He is a latecomer, in a sense, to music. He only picked up the guitar at the age of 17. His uncle taught him. And Corey's got a great deal to say, and he says it so well. Let's hear now. In fact, let's hear the song. I was going to play a different one, but I'd like to share with you the one featuring Archie Roach, because it really is a beautiful tune. This is the title track from the album, Natuk Na Linya, which means We Two.
Afraid that you'd lose everything, everything you have. But it's never too late to come back home, like a carnival that tumbles by. It said you've got to give love to be loved. Glissaded now, emotionless, your perfect vision might impress a blind man who has never seen a sunset or a dawn. You see the light, you've seen the burning flame, you got your hands back on the wheel again, inhaling desert cinders in the air you breathe. And it's never too late to come back home, like a carnival that tumbles by. It said you've got to give love to be loved.
Last year, Ed Cooper released one of his most beautiful solo albums, and that's in a sea of great releases. He was urged in a way by a new guitar. The tone of it lent in his mind to something a little different to what he had done before. And there is an intimacy, a beautiful intimacy to this album. As you just heard in that track, It's Never Too Late. Ed Cooper's Lost Cities, and Ed has been particularly busy over the last few years, both touring in solo mode, and currently he's heading around the country with the Aints. And of course, this is a man who was a part of Australian rock history through his music with the Saints and the Laughing Clowns and his own solo career. A great artist, and it's good to see that he's still making fantastic music. The track Never Too Late. And we started out with a young gun to the scene, Corey Theatre, and we'll have him on the program shortly too. I want to hear his story, and we'll hear some more of his music then. The name of the album is Natukna Linya, which means We Two, and we heard that title track. Time for one last track. I think this is a great slice of slightly 60s-tinged rock and roll. A band who formed in 1994. This is from a release of theirs that came out in 96, Less Is More. I speak of the trio Even and the track Stop and Go Man.
Sunsets on your street tonight.
I put that track on occasionally if I'm feeling in a bit of a dour mood. Even always lift the spirits. Stop and Go Man. And that's all we have time for on this edition of Playback. The full playlist is at the website playback.apraamcos.com.au. You can find out what I get up to day to day at pimpod.com. I am Paul Gough. I leave you now with a little slice of Cooking on Three Burners. I hope you have a great day.
about the death of Lumumba. Man, what have you to say about the death of Lumumba? Well, we don't like it, that is what the people say. We don't want it, that is what the public say. But please, something must be done, the same could happen to anyone. Lumumba, the whole world know, was the first prime minister of Congoland, a brave and strong leader. He brought freedom to Congoland, but his political opponents strongly opposed his leadership. He was beaten up, arrested and sent to prison yard. So Lumumba